All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast. Robert Andrews back. He is presenting at the Memorial Hermann Sports Medicine Update, so I'm broadcasting live just off to the side of the main room. This episode will be sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Andrews2018. Again, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Andrews2018. So, Robert, thanks for coming back on here.
Sure.
And it was really cool to hear this talk a second time. And so that first talk that you did when you joined me on the podcast is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Robert Andrews. If you want to go back and listen to that, and that is the full version. And like I said, it's very similar to the talk you did today, you know, a lot of the same information, because this is a completely new topic for people. But you're basically talking about the healing of the mental, psychological aspect of the athlete. And so give me just a real quick recap of your talk, and then I have a couple questions for you.
Okay. I basically went through the psychological, mental, emotional anatomy of a serious sports-related injury, because I don't believe that a sports injury like an ACL, a Tommy John, a broken ankle is just a physical event. So the brain processes serious sports injuries just like a bad car wreck or some other traumatic experience. So what we do with these injuries is try to find out what the brain is struggling to process on a mental, emotional level, and then use state-of-the-art technologies and protocols to teach the brain how to process stress and trauma and all the associated experiences that go with it.
All right, so like as you're talking, like I can kind of see some of the people making like little comments. You never know what conversation is going on, but it's funny to see people thinking like, that guy, he doesn't really know what he's talking about. It doesn't really work. But then if you stop and think, like, you're working with Dr. Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Lowe is one of the most
the man.
Yeah, he's one of the most respected doctors here in Houston. He works with the Texans, the Rockets, the U of H.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody would want to go see Dr. Lowe, and he is recommending people go to you. You're working with all sorts of people. You've worked with Olympic athletes. You just talked in there about people, Canada, Australia, all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
You're literally working with people to help them get past this. But you also work with high school, college students. And so it's really cool just to see this shift in understanding, you know, hey, there's more to it. Because you mentioned in there a girl playing volleyball, cleared 2 weeks later, tears her other ACL. We had that. We had a girl that was in junior high coming out to tear ACL, coming in for rehab every couple of days after school, and then she gets cleared as a freshman, tears her ACL, and she's pretty much done. She won't come to do rehab and that kind of stuff. She's done, you know. And it's one of those things. I don't know how to get to her to help her clear that mental pathway. And so it's someone that I'd really like to see if I can maybe get connected with you. Part of the reason that it was difficult was because she can't go to rehab because her mom works and the money issue and that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
And so it's one of those things where, you know, I have to find something to help her because she's a good athlete, and I need to find a way to at least get her back to fully functional.
Whether she plays again or not, it would be good for her to work through this, because it's going to follow her around the rest of her life. And you know, I mentioned in my presentation, 22 years after I hurt my knee, the impact of my injury was still affecting me, because I was at my best playing football, and then I went down, and it created this feeling that whenever something really good was getting ready to happen in my life, that part of my brain would go looking for the next hit, so to speak. Something bad's going to happen. And it really affected my ability, my capacity to go be my best, whether it was at work or relationships or whatever it was. There was always this part of my brain that was looking for something bad to happen until I used these protocols. In the actual training I did 23 years ago, I processed my knee injury from 2 decades earlier. You know, and then my life started really moving forward. And the same thing would happen with her. This injury will follow her around. That will be her story. Yeah, I was a great athlete. I suffered 2 injuries. I was done, went into a funk, a depression, whatever it is. And there's another story she can write for herself around that.
It's just such a cool opportunity. And so, like I said, I hope I can hook my students up with you. But you're here in the Houston area. But, again, the talk that we had earlier, you do a lot of video chats, or you can email the form and they can answer that, and then you phone call them and talk it over. So it's not that it's not limited. The patients aren't limited to somebody in Houston, right?
Most. Some come to Houston.
Yeah.
You know, I've had them come from California and Colorado, and I just had a girl in from Ohio and Illinois a couple of weeks ago, Florida. You know, and that's if they need the EMDR work, you know, and that's usually pretty apparent because they just don't shift quick enough. It's too traumatic for them. There's too much going on around the injury. So they parents fly. It's usually one parent, sometimes two, flies them down, spends the night in Houston. I see them for 2 days, and they go back feeling a lot better.
One of the things that I don't think we covered the first time we talked was the centering process. Now, I know you had on the screen, there was a cool little graphic and that kind of thing. It showed the things moving and just realigning. Can you talk about the centering process here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like the core of my whole process or my whole performance model. Whether we're talking about improving sports performance or overcoming injuries, if you think about it, when an athlete, a person, whoever it is, an employee, whatever it is at their best, things are running all cylinders, things are in a really good place for them mentally, emotionally, their sense of self-confidence and belief in themselves is really high, their body is healthy and working at a very high level, and that's when those hexagons I showed in that PowerPoint are all lined up and centered. We get off centered when our mindset goes south, you know, I'll never, I can't, I hate, and then we start getting too emotional, you know, angry, anxious, frustrated, and we get, if we continue down that road long enough, eventually it starts affecting our self-confidence and our belief in ourselves, which ultimately trickles down to performance. And so my model is about utilizing mental and emotional energy at the most highly efficient way possible to help. It's like a pipeline, you know, physical and mental and emotional energy moves up and down and feeds self-confidence and physical talent. So learning how to stay centered means like installing a GPS system in your mind and learning how to recognize when you get off too negative or too fear-based about things and get too emotional about things and learn how to bring yourself back into balance again. And we can practice that anywhere, not just with sports, but taking the SAT or the ACT or getting up in front of a class or driving in Houston, Texas, like I just said in my presentation. We can use this centering model anywhere. And I always pair that with a real deep centering breath and exhale, and I see and feel and visualize all those hexagons coming right back into alignment again, and it helps me all the time.
So personally, me and my wife and I are in the process of adopting. We're going through all the paperwork and the courses and that kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
And
awesome.
We're learning about the trust-based relationships. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I'm listening to this again and thinking, you know, some of these kids are being taken from homes where they were beaten or, you know, they saw one of their parents beaten or they've been living with their grandma or they've been bounced from house to house to house for one reason or another. How do you think that this could apply? I know your sports performance, but finding a way to go back and process that and help heal and move those kids forward, I think that's something that would really benefit me if I can implement these tools. So.
I would say this type of work would be a little bit further down the road with this. If they're called attachment disordered kids, some of them who, because of the trauma they went through, they have a really hard time trusting people and connecting with people. And there's some really good attachment disordered therapists here in Houston that work through those. Sometimes it's pre-verbal, very, very early pre-verbal or toddler, a little bit beyond that stage is where a lot of that hurt and wounding takes place. And they're really good at helping them work through that process. And then the EMDR work or something like that might come into play as they get a little bit older later in life because it's, like I said, a lot of this stuff was pre-memory, pre-verbal with some of them. But like I said, if you want to get with me afterwards, I can direct you to some really good resources for the attachment issues.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm just wondering, you know, how something like this might help them process or just knowing this opportunity might help them process. And again, it's not specifically related, but again, if it helps somebody be a better teacher or coach or mm-hmm. athlete, then.
Well, what I'm trying to do is widen everyone's lens of perception, mm-hmm. you know, to see injured athletes differently. You know, not that this was just a physical event, but it's an event that affects character and personality and even the brain on some levels, and to look through a different filter, different lens of perception around these injuries. That's what my real passion is about.
Okay. Is there any, you feel like there's anything new that you brought out today that we hadn't covered? I felt like I said, a lot of it was similar. And maybe the only reason I don't recall the centering is because I actually saw the hexagon shapes and it just struck me different this time. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, the one thing I said in my presentation that I don't think we talked about when we did this a couple of years ago was for physical therapists and athletic trainers, you know, become good listeners, ask a lot of questions about how they're doing, not just physically, but, you know, what's going on with them mentally and emotionally, and look for some of the red flags that I talked about: withdrawn, depressed, anxious, angry, frustrated, disconnected. And I say that because it's critically important for them to have people in their lives that they can connect with like that. But also because it's really hard for them to put any kind of language to what they've been through. And for someone to sit down and help them process it out and talk about it and give language to something they haven't ever been able to put words to is life-changing for them. And I see that all the time. I see them sometimes in my office with tears coming down their eyes because I know how to connect with them in a way that lets them know that I've been where they are and I understand what they're going through. And that in itself is healing for them. Because they just keep it all in, you know. Nobody understands that world. Nobody understands how lonely it is or how scary it is or how angry they are about it or how withdrawn they are about it. So communicate, ask questions, talk to them. And if you see a lot of red flags, then recommend they get some help somewhere.
All right, very good. Become good listeners, centering. Again, you can practice. Definitely refer your athletes if you think that they're just not getting over that injury. There is some help for them beyond that. This is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Andrews2018. If someone wants to get a hold of you, what's going to be the best way?
You can go to the Institute of Sports Performance.com or TINSSP.com, or my office number is 713-522-2200.
All right. So if you want to get a hold of Robert Andrews for personal or professional reasons, then reach out. Get a hold of him. Again, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Andrews2018 is for this specific interview, or .com/Robert Andrews is the full interview that I did in studio, and then we should have the audio from the sports medicine update here. So for Jeremy, Robert Andrews, that is a wrap. Thank you.